I rented him a room.
Right.
Shortly after, she just moved in.
A college student brings his mommy.
And then what happened?
She never left.
And she stayed with the son?
Yes.
Well, that sounds sort of odd. What was your mother doing in the room with you for 3 months?
The landlord says she wasn't a class act.
She was disruptive in the house. All night long, they would argue. She was also feeding him alcohol, and he's only 20 years old.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Kurong Lu and her son, 21-year-old Miu Young John Hu, are suing their former landlord, Dominic Perella, for the return of rent and security deposits, hotel costs, stolen property, and punitive damages for leaving them homeless.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 347 on the calendar in the matter of Liu Hu versus Perella. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
This is your mom.
Yes.
And you're going to college here?
No, I go to college in UC Berkeley.
And you were looking for a place to live?
Mm-hmm.
You have to answer yes or no.
Yes.
And you found a room that was being rented by the defendant?
On June 29th. On Cal Central, which is a student website for the UC Berkeley students.
I didn't understand you.
I found the listing on June 29th.
That's better. Do you hear how I'm talking to you?
Yes.
That's how I want you to talk to me.
Okay.
So I can hear you. Because if you're really smart, doesn't mean anything unless you can communicate how smart you are. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
All right. I'm not so smart, I just talk loud. You needed a place to live because you were going to school. Mr. Perella, have you been renting rooms in your home for a while?
Yes.
You rent to college students?
Yes.
What kind of property do you have?
It's a big house.
How many rooms do you rent?
Five.
Now, your mother, where had she been living before you moved in? Where was she living?
She lives in South Pasadena.
With whom?
With my father.
Did she leave your father?
No.
Well, she moved in with you.
Yes.
When did she move in with you?
On August 20th.
Did you have one bed in your room, two beds in your room? How did that work?
Well, I have one bed and another mattress that she bought with her.
Something happened that your mother left Pasadena and came to Berkeley. What?
Dominic and my mom hit it off on a investment for real estate and antique business. So
let me explain something to you. That's what was written in here. I don't believe it. I didn't believe it when I read it. I don't believe it now. If your mother's living with your father, she doesn't come in and move in with you because they hit it off when she came for a visit on August 20th and they went into an investment property together. Doesn't make sense. Do you understand? Doesn't make sense to me. Things that don't make sense usually aren't true. August 20th, your son is living with the defendant. You come to visit him and?
I came to visit him. And before he told me this house, he is the owner. He wants to sell the house. He invited me to his business.
Okay. You want to tell me what this is about, please? I'm not following.
Anyway, I rented him a room.
Right.
Shortly after, she just moved in and started taking over the house. She had a desk at the front of the house, which I call it her Gestapo desk, so she could watch people come and go. And she was disruptive in the house. All night long, they would argue.
Just a second. So explain this to me. What do you mean she just came?
Her and the husband showed up.
He both.
Went to the Yeah, both of them. He went to the airport the following day. She came
Is
back.
Is this when he moved in?
Yes.
Okay. When did his lease start?
His lease started in August.
Do you have a copy of that lease?
No. He doesn't have a lease, Your Honor.
It was okay, so he was a month-to-month
It was
tenant.
A month-to-month.
Okay, so he showed up with his mother and father in August.
Yes.
And then what happened?
She stayed on after the father went to the airport and went to Shanghai. The father's not even in the country right now. And they
Did
have
your father
an apartment.
Leave the country in
No.
August?
No. My father is in the United States right now.
I didn't ask you right now. I said, did he leave the country in August?
No, he did not.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he left the country. I took him to the airport. And then they destroyed my house, basically. They destroyed my kitchen, as well as the bedrooms. I have pictures of all the damage that they did.
Excuse me. So she stayed on with him in August?
Yes.
Okay, and you took the father to the airport?
Yes.
What prompted you to take him to the airport?
He asked for a ride to the airport, and she was supposed to leave a few days after, going back to South Pasadena.
Did it surprise you that the mother stayed?
Yes.
Was it discussed that she would be in the room as well?
No.
You hesitated for a moment.
She was going to stay there, and I offered her a room downstairs that was empty, and she said she didn't want it. She wanted to stay in the room with her son.
Well, that sounds sort of odd. You would offer her another room downstairs, and she would pay an additional rent, or she'd just stay for nothing?
No, she would just stay there for a few days for nothing.
So she wasn't planning on staying. This was a temporary thing?
Yes, until the other student came in who had rented that room.
Okay, got it. And then what happened?
She never left.
And she stayed with the son?
Yes.
Now, they are suing you, Mr. Perella, because I'm not getting veracity from this end. I'm not seeing that you want to go into business with her, which is why she stayed in a real estate business. Unless you have some proof of that, I'm not buying it. Do you understand? I'm also not buying the fact that your husband did not go back to Shanghai during the summer. Maybe he came back, but I absolutely believe him. You don't make up that story of I drove him to the airport. Do you understand me?
Yes. I understand you.
Good. What?
My father did not go to Shanghai. He works, like, at home right now.
I didn't say he's not home right now. I said in August, I don't believe that he didn't leave by air someplace. Right?
Right.
Okay. Now let's get to it. So put your hand down. Where did he go in August?
Back to South Pasadena.
By air?
Yes.
How did he get to the airport?
Dominic offered my father a ride.
So he took him to the airport?
Yes.
And your mother now had a car because they drove you from South Pasadena, correct?
Yes.
So now you are there in the room with your mom and the car. So what was your mother doing for 3 months in the house with you?
It was not 3 months.
Yes, it was. According to you, it was 3 months. She came in August. And according to you, you were there till the end of October. That's August, September, and October. That's 3 months. What was your mother doing in the room with you for 3 months?
Like I said, at August, end of August, when my mother and my father came to help me move in, my mother and Dominic hit it off because, like, my mom is really interested in real estate.
Hit it off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, because they went on to talk about their assets and what they do, like,
Mr.
how to make
Who,
money.
I don't believe you. Do you understand? That's exactly what you wrote in here. And I don't believe it. I don't know whether she couldn't leave you, whether she was afraid to let you leave, afraid for you to be alone at UC Berkeley. I don't know what her motivation was for staying on, but it was not anticipated that you and your mother live in that room. Do any of the other college students have their mothers living in the room with them where you were living?
No.
September. No. September. October. She didn't stay with him. She stayed with you in a mattress that she brought. Okay, now, what the lawsuit is about, I just wanted to know who I was dealing with. I'd want to know a little bit. You want your security deposit back. Show me proof of the security deposit that you gave them. Rent deposit, $1,550. There's no date on this check. On July 31st, I have August's rent. $1,300. And then I have October's rent, $1,400. Did they give you $1,550 security deposit?
It wasn't a security deposit. It was $250 for the security, and it was the first month's rent.
First month's rent was in August.
Yes.
$1,300 and $250 for security deposit.
Yes.
Okay. July 31st, you have a check here. Do you see it?
Yes.
So you paid August. In September, they gave you $1,400. Tell me why.
That's because she stayed on for a week or so.
She stayed, so you charged an extra $100 for the month. Then in September, she was also there. Because on September 26th, this is for October's rent, was $1,400.
Yes.
Okay. This undated check, I don't believe. Did you ever get a check for $1,550?
No.
No. So the security deposit was $250.
Yes.
Right. So they want their security deposit back since you threw them out of the house. You threw her out of the house. He went with her. They want their hotel costs, which you don't get. You weren't supposed to be there in the first place. Property taken without permission. What property did he take without your permission?
My shoes. And
your shoes?
And some of my rings.
And some of your what?
Rings.
Necklace.
Like my mother's jewelry.
Did you take any of their property?
No, ma'am.
Forget it. Okay. Money owed for return of rent. What month's rent do you want returned?
October.
According to you, you were there in October. According to your complaint, At the end of October, he told you to leave.
Yeah.
So you were there the whole month of October.
Not the whole month. He told me to leave at the
beginning, October 9th.
Yeah, he told everyone to leave because he's getting evicted by the
landlord. He told everyone to leave. You were there the whole month of October, according to you. Okay, so you don't get your rent back. Now, let's talk about the security deposit, $250.
Your Honor, they destroyed the room. I have pictures here.
Pictures, please.
And they also destroyed my stove in the kitchen. And here goes other pictures of how they left the room. If I may, Your Honor, she was also feeding him alcohol, and he's only 20 years old. And that was another one of our arguments. I told her to stop doing it because I could get in trouble, but she kept buying it for him. And there's pictures of that in there. I also have here a receipt for the stove being repaired and an estimate for the furniture.
How did the stove get broken?
She slammed a pot on it.
Did you see her do that?
Yes.
No, careful. Did you see her slam the pot on the stove?
Well, actually, I heard her slam it on there.
Well, tell me the circumstances, sir.
She was in there cooking, and she just slammed the pot. I don't know if she accidentally dropped it, but she was in there cooking when it broke.
Okay, did you go into the kitchen?
Yes, I did.
And what did you say to her?
I asked her what happened.
And what did she say to you?
She said that the pot slipped.
Do you remember the pot slipping?
No, she lied.
Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Who's writing on the walls?
My 8-year-old daughter.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
Who told her that was an appropriate thing to do, to write on somebody else's walls?
Each time she done it, she was put on punishment for it.
Well, who was supervising her?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kurong Lu and her son, John Hu, claim former landlord Dominic Perella broke their lease and caused them to be homeless. Dominic is countersuing for property damages and loss of rental income.
Now, you left the place a mess.
No, this is my picture with the police officer when we left, Your Honor.
These are your pictures?
This is the picture when we left.
When you left, that's a mess.
We didn't broke any.
I'm not talking about breaking, I'm talking about mess.
Mess. Because, you know, he limited the time for us, only 15 minutes by the police.
Okay.
When we move out.
We're done. Did you find another place to live?
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Sort of, but...
Now we already found it.
Just a second. Not we, you're back, according to him, you're back in Pasadena with your husband. You still go to Berkeley?
Yes.
Where are you living?
Berkeley.
In student housing?
No, with one of my friends.
With a friend?
Yes.
And where is your mother living?
At home.
She said we.
Because I can't financially support myself for...
Nobody who goes to college
yes.
can financially support
so that's
themselves.
Why she said
that doesn't
we.
Mean their mother goes with them. Your case is dismissed. We're done. So is your countersuit. Goodbye.
Please excuse. You may step out.
He threatened my mother with a gun.
I did not pull a firearm.
I saw it on hand. It was in the living room.
She's delusional. So is he.
This whole thing is just it's hell.
They were the tenants from hell, exactly.
I don't want to see this person ever again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hill versus Colvin. Step forward.
Tossiana Hill is suing her former tenant, Summer Colvin, for unpaid rent, property damage, and travel expenses.
Miss Hill, you're the owner of a rental property
yes.
that the defendant was renting from you since 2015.
Correct.
What kind of rental property is it?
A single family home.
Do you own the home?
I do.
When did you purchase it?
In 2012.
Did you purchase it as a rental property?
I did not. I lived in the residence before renting it to the defendant.
Who did you live there with?
My daughter.
And why did you move out?
I was relocated for work, so I moved to Florida.
How much did you pay for the house?
I bought the house from an auction for about $13,000.
And did you put any money into it?
I did. I put about $20,000 into the home.
And you lived in it after you purchased it and after you renovated it with your daughter from 2012 to 2015 when you leased it to the defendant?
That is correct.
So it was renovated in 2012?
That is correct.
Is your claim that when the defendant moved out, she left extensive damage in the house? The defendant says there wasn't extensive damage. Whatever was there, it was normal wear and tear. So do you have photographs of the house from when you moved out?
I do not.
Tell me when the defendant moved out.
June of 2017.
And she notified you she didn't want to renew her lease?
She notified the property manager at the time.
How much was rent?
Her rent was $800. Initially started in the first lease at $750.
But at the last year was $800?
That's correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Who did that to the blinds?
My same 8-year-old.
Who did this to the walls?
Same person I just showed you about the other two. It's the same one who was doing all the damage.
Is she living with you now?
Mm-hmm.
How does she and her children treat your property?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tatiana Hill says her former tenant, Summer Colvin, trashed her rental home.
Where were you moving to?
I was moving back home with my mother to help her out because she had just a few months previous to that, I lost her husband, and I was
going back. So you were moving back with your mother?
Yeah.
How many people lived in the house?
Me, my three kids, and the other tenant.
You had two tenants in the house?
I had two adult tenants, yes.
Did the other tenant remain?
No. They moved into the property together and they moved out of the property together.
Is this someone that you are a friend
to? This is my cousin.
When you moved out in June, you received, according to your complaint, a notification that you should come out to see the house.
That's correct. When the defendant moved out of the property, I was notified by the
property. Did you do a walkthrough with the property manager when you moved out?
We did a walkthrough in May when it came up.
What day in June did you move out?
I moved out June 1st.
I would like to see a copy of the walkthrough.
They didn't give me no copy.
Do you have a copy of the walkthrough?
I do not. I just have photos of the walkthrough from the day she moved out.
May I see them?
Yes.
Who's writing on the walls?
My 8-year-old daughter.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
Who told her that that was an appropriate thing to do, to write on somebody else's walls?
Each time she done it, she was put on punishment for it.
This isn't a one-shot deal of her writing on the walls. She wrote on the walls often, at different times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who was supervising her?
Who was supervising her?
That's my question. You have the answer.
She might have been upstairs after she left the bathroom. Or whatever.
Just show this to the defendant, please, and tell me who did that to the blinds.
Okay, these blinds, I see the pictures, and
who did that to the blinds?
My same 8-year-old.
Who did this to the walls? Holes in the walls.
By me living there, I will take responsibility for the holes in the wall. Same person I just showed you about the other two is the same one who was doing all the damage.
What happened to the kitchen cabinets?
Okay, where you see the paint coming off at, it was painted gray, and by me cleaning the cabinets with bleach, the bleach, what they did was damage the cabinet, and the paint started coming off, and that's why the cabinets was like that.
You have communication from the property manager?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
That was the afternoon of the walkthrough where...
Could you please show this to the defendant?
He and the contractor took photos and also gave me the estimate amount of damages.
That's not true with that picture.
Is she living with you now?
Mm-hmm. It's here.
How does she and her children treat your property?
They treat it all right.
Well, who taught her to treat other people's property like this?
Nobody.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to JudgeJudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Did you have the place fixed?
I have.
Do you have the receipts for me?
I do. Would you like the receipts or would you like I have a breakdown of everything?
Well, I would like the actual receipts.
Okay.
Did you re-rent the property or are you selling it?
The property has not been rented again because of the pest. So when she left the property, she left it infested with bed bugs, roaches, and mice. So on the initial visit to Ohio to take care of the property and restore it, we were not able to do any of the work on that initial visit because when we walked through, we had five contractors with us and at least a dozen mice scurried across the floor. We also noticed that there was a roach infestation. We called out the exterminator, and then he advised us that there was also a bed bug infestation.
Charging for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. We're finished.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You accepted stolen money.
Yes.
Now, what will it cost these parents?
I've never had any issues with my son lying.
When their mouths move, They're lying.
Judge Judy.
It wasn't until the tenants moved out that I knew.
A lot of the stuff she showed wasn't true.
No, because they actually always paid their rent on time.
And it was damages that was there before I moved in. It was supposed to be fixed.
We had no clue.
I didn't cause all those damages.
Sad. I was really sad, actually.
Next time, I'm not just going to jump out the first place I see.
I built that house from the ground up, basically, so.
I'm going to think before I move.
Ready to move forward.
This is one of your two dogs. What's that box?
That's my dog that's deceased.
She puts the blame on the neighbor's pit bulls.
You could tell that they came through our fence.
Why didn't you fix the fence?
Because it wasn't my responsibility.
This is your fence.
Did bad decisions doom her pet?
Knowing what you knew, why in the world would you leave your dogs out for the day unsupervised? Not smart.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Rakeisha Jones and her mother, Yvonne Sherrod, are suing neighbor Cherie Nunez Trammell and Cherie's landlord, Sun Nguyen, for vet bills after Cherie's pit bull got into their yard and attacked their dogs.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 101 on the calendar, the matter of Jones, Sherrod versus Nunez, Trammell, Nguyen.
Thank you.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Who's going to speak for the two of you? Your first name is?
Rakeisha.
Rakeisha, this is one of your two dogs.
Correct.
What's that box?
That's my dog that's deceased.
Was that a result of this incident?
Yes.
The defendants are your neighbors, and you and your mother were going out to a family event on May what?
5th.
And your other dog was also a small dog, like this one.
Correct.
The neighbors have larger dogs, and there is a double fence that separates both houses. One fence is yours, one fence is theirs. So far, am I right?
Yes.
For some reason, you left both dogs, that little one and the dog that didn't make it, you left them outside in the fenced yard while you were going out for the day.
Yes.
And you had had a prior instance where, in August of last year, you claimed that the defendant's dogs got out of their yard and got into your yard.
Yes.
Is that right? And you say, luckily, your dogs weren't in the yard at that time.
Correct. I saw the dog coming through, and I hurried up and got my dog out and put him in the house.
So now I want to ask you this question, without getting into whose fault this was and where the dogs were. Why in the world would you leave your dogs out for the day unsupervised on May 5th?
I just left them out while we go to the party.
I understand that. Knowing what you knew, that their dogs were capable of coming through or burrowing through the fence, because you had seen it before, why in the world would you leave your two little dogs out in the backyard?
Well, when it happened, it occurred, the dog pound guy came, because we kept trying to get them to fix our fence. The dog pound came and he put a border to block the hole until they was able to come and fix the fence. So we thought it was okay. It's been 9 months. So I was like, okay, we can leave our dog out just during the day, not too long, while we go to this party, because we couldn't bring the dogs.
Not smart.
Okay.
But it's your claim that the defendant's dog burrowed through the gate or the fence, came into your yard, and attacked your dogs.
Correct.
You weren't at home, correct?
Correct.
And your mother wasn't at home.
Correct.
The defendants say that your dogs burrowed through the gate and came into their yard, and they acknowledge that their dogs may have attacked your dogs when they came in, and then your dogs scurried back under the fence.
Okay.
That's what you say. So now I'd like to hear from a witness that you have.
Okay.
To suggest to me that their dogs came through the fence and attacked your dogs on your property. Who's the witness?
Right here I have my neighbor, Carol.
You can sit down with the puppy.
Okay.
Your last name is?
Malarie.
Can you tell me how long you have been neighbors and where your houses are in relation to each other?
Okay, my house is facing her side house, and I can see her gate on the back and on the side in the front. My front door and everything is facing her side.
Well, this happened in the backyard.
Yes, I can see the backyard.
I have a map showing if you want to see it.
I do. And what time of the day did you witness anything involving the dogs?
I could say maybe around 5:30, 6, around in that area.
Tell me what you observed.
Okay, I was on my way out, and I was getting ready to go pick up my daughter-in-law and her family. They were coming over. And as soon as I got out my front door and I walked towards my car, I heard all this commotion. And I kept hearing the dogs hollering and everything. And I looked over there.
Look at me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked over there and I saw them beating the dog with a big board.
Beating what dog with a big board?
Their dog.
Who was beating their dog with a big board?
I couldn't see the person that was beating. All I saw was a stick in the air coming down, wailing on the dogs, and the dogs were hollering by the fence on their property.
So somebody on the defendant's property, you just saw a stick up?
Yes.
As if she was hitting a dog on her property?
Yes.
And what else did you see?
That was like 2 or 3 times they used a stick.
You didn't see what they hit?
No, but you can hear the dogs hollering.
Could you tell whether it was the sound of a big dog or a small dog?
Well, all I know, when they hit the dog, the dogs went to the fence, and I can see the fence move as the dogs hit the fence.
As they were hitting the dog?
Yes.
But you didn't see which dog they were hitting?
That's correct.
What did you see next?
And then all of a sudden, I heard the commotion going, and then I noticed that the dogs went over into her property, and I heard the dogs...
Which dogs went over to her property?
The defendant's dog.
The defendant's dogs went to whose property?
Her property.
To the plaintiff's property?
The plaintiff's property.
Tell me exactly what you saw.
The dogs went fast because all I saw was the dogs fighting. They were fighting and you hear the dogs howling.
Just a second.
Okay.
Which dogs were fighting? Could you see which dogs were fighting?
I just saw a brown dog over there.
How large a brown dog?
I really don't
remember. It wasn't a small dog like this.
No.
Now, when you saw the brown dog, where was the dog when you first saw it?
In their property, in the plaintiff's yard.
So you actually saw the dog?
Yes.
Either through or under the fence?
Yes.
Did you see that? I don't want you to answer if you didn't see it. Did you see the dog come under the fence?
No, I just heard the commotion.
You said that from your house you can see their backyard.
Yes.
If you heard fighting, are you telling me you didn't see where the fighting was coming from? Because if you saw where the fighting was coming from, then you saw the dogs.
That's correct.
Well, did you see the dogs? Be careful. Did you see the dogs or did you not see the dogs?
I didn't see the dogs fighting, but I just heard the commotion that they were doing, like you know they're fighting.
You heard a commotion?
Yes.
And you assumed that it was coming, so you never saw the brown dog come through the fence?
No.
And you never saw, or did you ever see, the three dogs in the defendant's backyard?
No.
You heard a commotion?
Yes.
And you saw somebody in the defendant's home apparently beating a dog with a piece of wood?
Yes.
You only saw the top of the piece of wood, but you heard the dog yelping?
Yes.
You can have a seat. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have pictures of the fence where you could tell that they came through our fence.
I'd like to take a look at them. Because you do understand this witness did not see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a picture of the old and then the new and then her dog in my backyard from August chewing at the fence.
Whose fence is this?
That's my fence. That's from my backyard.
Whose fence is this?
My fence from my backyard. That's my fence, her dog in my backyard. Her dog in my backyard. Her
this
dog
is
in
from
my backyard.
August.
That's from August. The white pit is from August.
What I'd like you to show me is...
The dog's in the backyard?
No.
What?
You said you had proof to me that...
You can see the wood on my side, on the ground, as if... is bust through.
Well, that's from August of...
No, the darker pictures are recent. The one with the white dogs is... The one with the white dog is from August. The other ones are all recent, from May.
Why didn't you fix the fence?
Because it wasn't my responsibility. I kept trying to contact her, but she was never around. We would talk to the kids, and they're always like, oh, that's our mom's problem. That's our mom's problem. Our mom's going to come fix the fence. We can never get a hold of her.
This is your fence.
It's my fence, but it's not my responsibility. They kept saying she was going to come and fix it. That was just when my dog got killed, so I didn't fix it. The other one, with the white board.
I see it. That's a year ago. Why didn't you fix it?
We did. We put a white border across it.
What does that mean, a white border? Show
me. The dog couldn't. It's in the picture. In one of the old pictures, you can see the white border and then the hole of the new fence. The dog pound put a fence, a border there to keep them.
Give her a pen, please.
Let me show her the white thing. Border. That's May. That's August. The dog pound put a border there for them to come and fix the fence. I have papers from the dog pound, too.
May I see it?
I have papers of her on Facebook saying, how do you kill a dog twice? I have papers of her on there the very next day after they killed my dog, that she's trying to get rid of her dog.
Just a second.
Because she knew their dogs killed my dog.
Okay. So this is a temporary patch from a year ago, and this is from where?
May.
This is from May. Okay. Now, I want you to raise your hand. Who was hitting the dog with a stick? Raise your hand. Anybody here? Well, then you have the wrong person. Who are you?
I'm her cousin.
Stand up. Move over there. What's your first name?
Sierra.
Were you in the house on May 5th?
I was.
Who was hitting the dog with a stick?
Nobody was hitting a dog. None of us would ever do that.
Who was home with you?
I was there with my little cousins and their older brother.
Where were they?
My cousin Cherie, she was at a family barbecue, and I do not know where he was at the time.
They're the dog's owners.
Cherie was two of the dog's owners.
Just a second. So you were the only adult at home?
Yes.
Good. Switch places. You were the only adult at home?
Yes.
Go.
I was there, and I was in the kitchen, and I heard it sounded like a scuffle. So I went to the window to see, and I saw two little dogs in the backyard. And our dog Kane, the white pit, he's very defensive of the yard.
I don't care.
Okay. Well, they were fighting, and so I banged on the window to make him stop, and then the two little dogs ran back under the fence.
And the two little dogs ran under the fence, and then what did you do?
No,
don't look down. Here. What did you do?
I walked away because after that, Kane went, sniffed the fence, walked away. Because they were no longer on the property.
You know that I don't believe that.
That's what happened, ma'am.
No, it's not what happened.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I have small dogs, and I have a fenced yard, and I would never go away for the day and leave my small dogs unattended in the backyard. That's irresponsible. That's not what a good parent does. And when you have a small dog like that, you have to treat it like a parent.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rakisha Jones and her mother, Yvonne Sherrod, say neighbor Cherie Nunez-Trammell and her landlord, Sun Nguyen, are responsible for a dog attack.
Now, how old are you?
I am 24.
So you're 24 years old, and you're there watching two little children because they're away.
Mm-hmm.
And you see one of their dogs, mm-hmm. which is a white pit bull, fighting with two little dogs that weigh maybe 3 pounds
mm-hmm.
on your property. And according to the papers that she filed,
mm-hmm.
the pit bull was very territorial because there were puppies around.
Yes.
And so you see the two little dogs going under the fence,
mm-hmm.
and you don't go out and check on it?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Well, after that, the dogs, they didn't do anything.
But you don't know that. One of the dogs died. So you don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so an intelligent person would go outside and see where that could possibly have happened.
Mm-hmm.
How did they get underneath the fence? Maybe the pit bull can get back under the fence.
Mm-hmm.
An intelligent person would do that.
But the hole on our side of the fence, it was way too small for him to get through. He was a very large dog.
Show me. Is this your fence?
Yeah, from the inside of the gate.
This is your fence. I'm not looking at this. This is the top of the fence. The dog didn't go over. Who cares about the top? You have any other pictures of the whole fence? I want to see a picture of the whole fence.
I do. In here, I have the view from the witness's side also.
No.
And then I have the...
I can see from the witness's side. Listen to me. I can see from the witness's side that there's plenty of room on her fence for a large dog to get through. That doesn't mean that she didn't pull out this board. I know that. I have to see from your side whether there is room for your dog, which is the larger dog, to get through the fence.
You can kind of see through here. You can see how big it is on the other side of theirs.
I can't.
I have the other ones here.
I can't.
Maybe you can see on this one.
Oh, I'll take a look at it for
you. See their backyard with the trash can. That's from my backyard to theirs.
Is that where their trash can is over here?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I want to see. I want to see this area.
Not
this little tiny area. I want to see this area.
It's that one and that one.
Yeah. You have to take better care of your fence. I don't believe you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If their dog came into your yard, which I think it was probably trying to do, I don't know where the attack took place. You have to create a fence that keeps the dog inside. That piece of junk that you have there doesn't do it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rakesha Jones and her mother, Yvonne Sherrod, have accused neighbor Cherie Nunez Trammell and her landlord, Sun Nguyen, of being responsible for a dog attack.
Okay, I believe this. By the way, you did call her and let her know that there was some sort of kerfuffle with their dogs.
Yes, I called my daughter-in-law and she got in touch with her.
You see, she couldn't fib to me. Well, this is a fib because she never saw the dogs in your backyard. Right?
Right.
She heard, but she never saw the dogs in your backyard. But she immediately reported them to you. Mm-hmm. And there's no question in my mind that when this lady said she saw somebody beating that dog at the fence, it had to have been you.
It was not me.
Then maybe it was a ghost. If you were the only one home.
I was not the only one home, but like, I can assure you, ma'am.
If you were the only adult home, then it had to be you.
I would not do that, ma'am. I have my own little dog myself. I would never.
This is not a little dog.
I know it's not
this
a little dog.
This is not a little dog. This is a white pit bull with puppies. That's a triple whammy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see the vet bills, please? I don't want to hear from all you pit bull lovers out there. I don't care.
I have the vet bill and the police report and a dog pound. Those are just the cremation bills. The doctor felt sorry for Wednesday, my black dog right here, so he didn't charge us.
Listen to me. I think anybody that keeps pit bulls are crazy. Okay? I also think that people that don't take care of their dogs are also irresponsible. You understand? I think it's totally irresponsible. I have small dogs, and I have a fenced yard, and I would never go away for the day. For 2 hours, for 3 hours, I'd leave my small dogs unattended in the backyard, especially knowing that my neighbor's pit bull has gotten into my yard before.
Yeah.
That's irresponsible. That's not what a good parent does. And when you have a small dog like that, you have to treat it like a parent because it could be a pit bull, it could be a hawk, it could be anything. So you have to understand that part of it is your responsibility. If their dog came into your yard, which I think it was probably trying to do, I think your dogs were probably trying to burrow under. I don't know where the attack took place. I do know that they're responsible for the vet bills. You have a potentially vicious dog living with you. You have to create a fence that keeps the dog inside. That piece of junk that you have there doesn't do it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to JudgeJudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
You want to keep those dogs? Get a chain link fence and keep them inside your house. You get it. Do you have homeowners insurance?
I do not. I have renter's insurance.
Do you have renter's insurance that includes your dog? Do the insurance company know that you have a pit bull?
No, because I was fostering them at the time.
She wasn't supposed to have dogs, what her owner said.
You were fostering a dog for how long?
It was just a couple months.
You had the dog since August.
Actually, my son took it back at the first time that happened.
Get a chain link fence or get rid of the dog.
I rehomed him.
judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $250. We're done. Did you buy the dog, by the way?
Yeah.
Who did you buy the dog from?
We got it out of state in Kansas. He was flown to us.
Fine. How much did you pay for the dog?
$2,200.
You have proof of that for me?
I don't have proof, but I have papers of the value of the dog.
What kind of dog was it?
He was a toy Yorkie.
$2,450. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're finished.
Parties are excused when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You have dogs?
Yes. These dogs attacked me.
A smaller dog bit you.
I had to go to the ER, get my shots. She never came up to apologize.
Judge Judy.
The neighbors found my dog.
My dogs wouldn't attack another dog that way.
If you have a vicious dog, tie it up.
I had to bring home my dog and the ones that I was fostering.
We got justice for our dog, and that's all that matters.
I'm just glad it's all over with.